From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. For the last couple of months, we've been collecting sound clips from listeners. An elevator descending into a salt mine, a chisel biting into stone, the buzz of a power line. Some of the clips listeners have sent us are sounds they've created, and that's the case today.
My name is Trademark, and I'm an audio artist. In 2004, I was an artist in residence at the Headland Center for the Arts near Sausalito, California, and I discovered that our next-door neighbor there was a U.S. Army missile base. The last of its kind left us a historic reminder of how it was before treaties decommissioned these classes of missiles. Years ago, I can remember watching an old wartime Looney Tunes cartoon with a gremlin furiously hammering on a missile, and I'd always wondered what that sounded like. Well, there it was, years later, that I found out. I armed myself with microphones and a digital tape recorder. I met the missiles head-on, and to my surprise, they're beautiful. Some were like bells or gongs, others like drums, a meditative sound so starkly at odds with their violent purpose.
That's the artist who calls himself Trademark, with the sound of drumming on decommissioned missiles near Sausalito, California. If you're curious about what other sounds listeners have sent us, visit npr.org. You can also find out how you can send your sounds.